Blog Talk Radio.
Kevin Gray, friends.
Amazing God, amazing King, amazing everything. You're an amazing, amazing everything. Amazing God, amazing King. Amazing God of everything. Amazing God, amazing King. He's an amazing everything.
This is my testimony when you said this.
Where would I be without you? I would probably be in a grave. With all the mistakes that I made, listen, my life would be controlled by fear. Lord, if I didn't have you near,
sing it.
Oh, now I would have lost my mind. I would have lost my mind. God, I wouldn't have no peace. But I'm so glad,
and I'm so glad
that I found you.
That I found.
Amazing God, amazing King. Amazing everything.
Let me sing with you right here.
Amazing God, amazing King. Oh, you're an amazing everything.
Everybody, how God favored me in spite of my enemies. And if God did it for me, he'll do the same thing for you. Don't worry about your haters. Your haters can't do nothing with you. Listen to these words.
Love is patient, caring. Love is kind.
Love is felt most.
Love is felt most
when it's genuine. I had my share of love abuse, manipulated, and its strength misused. And I can't help but to give God
glory
when I think about my story. Oh yeah, y'all, I got a story to tell. And I know you favored me, because my enemies, they did try, but they couldn't triumph over me. Yes, they did try, but it didn't work. I'm still here. I'm still alive. I'm still blessed. On my way to my destiny. Because the favor of God is on my life. Let me tell you about love. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love is felt most when it's genuine. I had a whole lot of people in my life who abused my love. They manipulated it and took the strength of it and tried to misuse it. But I can't help but to give God glory today. When I think about all I've been through, and I still came out on the winning side. I don't know about you, but I know that he favored me. Because my enemies, they did try. Sing it, y'all. But they couldn't triumph over me. Because great is he that is in me than he that's in the world. That's what they did. That's what they did. They told a whole lot of lies. But God favored me. My character, my integrity, but it would not fall, would not bend, won't compromise. God favored me. I spoke life and prosperity. I even spoke health. He favored me. They whispered about me. They conspired against me. They told a whole lot of lies on me, but God favored me. My character, my faith in God, he favored me. It will not fall, not going to bend, won't compromise. I speak prosperity, and I speak health. Was in question, but he favored me. I promised him that I wouldn't compromise. Although I was going through, and I spoke life, and I spoke prosperity, and I spoke health.
But I want you to know tonight you got faith.
God favors me.
In your trial, in your test, in your hard time, don't worry.
God favors me.
Attack your character, attack your integrity. Don't worry, no, no.
God favors me.
Touch your neighbor, encourage the person next to you. Tell them I got it, tell them I got it.
God
I got it. And the Lord gave it to me.
God.
But God said, again I'll rise.
Yeah. Come on, everybody say yes.
Yeah.
Don't you let the evilness
yeah.
of your haters bring you down. Everybody, one more time, everybody, lift your voice all over this world and say, God favors me.
God favors me.
Amen. Amen and amen and amen. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. At this time, we are going to have our opening prayer and our welcome address from our Minister Joanne Thurman. Amen at this time. God bless you, Minister Thurman, and the floor is yours.
Good morning, everyone. First, giving honor to God, our Lord and our Savior, our Keeper, our Friend. Most holy and gracious Father God, we thank you for another day, another opportunity, another time when we can just come to you, Father God, fall in prospect before you, Father God, giving you thanks, giving you praise, giving you the honor and the glory that's due you, Lord. We're so thankful, God, that you're holy. Hallelujah, you're holy, God, omnipotent, hallelujah, all things you do well. Father God, and then you turned around and you made us, and you said it was good. So, Father God, we give you glory this morning. We're giving you thanks and appreciation because you're Lord of Lords and King of Kings. We're asking you to forgive us of our sins, Lord. Lord, forgive us of our sinful nature, our sinful habits, wants, and our sinful desires. Father God, we're asking you to purge us today. Mortify our flesh each and every day more and more and draw us closer to you, God. Make us more like you, God. Make us better. Hallelujah. It's my prayer. Father God, we come today lifting up your name on this Sunday morning. Father God, all over the world there are people lifting and singing and shouting glory, hallelujah, and just giving you your fair share. What to do you, God? So we're asking you just to flow through the whole earth as we all touching and agreeing on the services that are going up, Father God. We're asking you that not only will the service edify you, but you'll be glorified and we will grow closer to you, God. Give us wisdom and understanding as we hear your word, Father God. And then, Father God, we're asking you to touch those that are bringing the word. If there's anything in their lives, Father, that might be hindering them, we're asking you to remove it today, Father, and fill them with your spirit, God. Fill them with your glory divine. Hallelujah, God. We're asking for a move, Father God, throughout the nation, Father, throughout the country, Father God, because there's turmoil everywhere, Father. But these things didn't catch you by surprise, Father, and we know you're going to work it out in your own time. So we say thank you, God. Give us patience. Give us courage. Father, keep us standing faithful, faithful to you only, God. Father God, keep us when we get weak. Lift up our heads and our arms, Father God, that we can stretch out to you, God, and know that you're holding up our hands. You're holding our hearts. Father God, you're cradling us in your arms, close to your bosom, Father. And we're thanking you, Lord. For it, Father God. All glory be to God this morning for a beautiful day, Father. Even though there's hurricanes and winds and fires and landfills, and Father God, you all see all of it. But you still bless us, Father God. We're in the secret place of your pavilion, Father God. And we're looking to you, Father, because there's no doubt in you. There's no failure in you. Today, Father. Father God, we're asking you to give us safe travels today, even as we go to and from. Asking you to pour out your blood on us, Father, and cover us with protection, God, with your loving kindness, God. What we stand in the need of, God, we know that you're our provider. God, watch us as we go to our jobs and help our work partners, Father God, and our bosses, that things would be fair and just, Father God. Father God, we're asking you to touch the hearts of the cold-hearted, the hard-hearted, those that breathe out cruelty, think evilness. Father, we're asking for a move on that, Father God, on the situation. Father God, we're thanking you for hearing our prayers. We're thanking you for going with us, Lord, and being our strength. Thank you for the joy that you've given us, the love, everything that you supply, Father God. Bless each and every family member, those that are sick, those that are in hospice, those in nursing homes, those that are in facilities, incarcerated, God, those that are on the streets. God, bless those that they even put out of the streets, Father God, and they have nowhere to go. Those that are in financial situations that only you can correct, Father God. Oh, Father God, we're so thankful that you're able to handle everything in a twinkling of an eye. And you do miracles so great. Hallelujah. We've witnessed it, Father God. And you've done so much. You're so magnificent, God. This is why we give you praise and we give you glory. We give you all the honor, Father God. And once again, we thank you for this service and our shepherdess in a special way, Father God. So as we go to the service, God, we're just giving you our most respect, all of our honor, all the glory and the hallelujahs belong to you today, Father God. So we ask you to accept the prayer in your master's name that we give it in love with you, Father, and we rebuke the wiles of the enemy that might come up against us or this service. In Jesus' precious name, I do pray with thanksgiving. Amen. Good morning again, everyone. I'd like to welcome everyone on the line today. We are glad that you came to visit us, the first-time visitors, and those that are faithful coming each and every week. We do appreciate you. We love you on this line. Thank you for your support. We're hoping that each time you come in, that you'll grow a little bit more in grace, and God's blessings just fall on you. We speak blessings in your life today. So we like to welcome you once, twice, three times. In the name of Jesus Christ, we send it out with you in love for today. Welcome. Peace and grace.
Amen, amen, amen. We bless the Lord. We bless the Lord. We thank God for prayer. We thank God for the power of prayer, the worth of prayer. Amen. And we pray, amen, in Jesus' name. Amen. The name is Jesus. Amen. We thank God, amen, for that welcome address. And we know that indeed you feel welcome on this afternoon. We want to take you to our scripture, amen, for this afternoon. We ask that you would turn in your Bibles with us to the book of St. Luke, chapter number 12. St. Luke chapter number 12, and we are going to begin reading at verse number 13. St. Luke 12 and 13. I'll give you a minute to get there. Amen. Glory be to God. And it reads as such, St. Luke chapter 12, verse 13. And one of the company said unto him, Master, speak to my brother, that he divide the inheritance with me. And he said unto him, Man, who made me a judge or a divider over you? And he said unto them, Take heed and beware of covetousness, for a man's life consists not in the abundance of the things which he possessed. And he spoke a parable unto them, saying, the ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentiful. And he thought within himself, saying, what shall I do? Because I have no room where to bestow my fruits. And he said, this will I do. I will pull down my barns and build greater. And there will I bestow all my fruits and my goods. And I will say to my soul, soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. Verse 20. But God said unto him, thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then who shall those things be which thou hast provided? So is he that layeth up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God. Amen and amen. And this is the blessed word of God for the blessed people of God. We're coming to you this morning with the subject, blessed in a recession. Blessed in a recession. Amen. So we are going to have another song. Amen. Maybe two. Afterwards, amen, we will come, amen, directly to hear what thus saith the Lord to our souls on today. Amen. Amen. Ooh.
I don't have enough time to tell you.
Don't
my call is
Amen and amen, and blessed be the name of the Lord. Father God, we say thank you that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts are acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength, O Lord, our Redeemer. Amen and amen. If you're just signing in with us on today, amen. Again, we want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. And we ask that you would please visit our website at www.lifewordjesus.org. Amen and amen. We're still continuing in our series, amen, on God's divine strategy. Amen. Today we want to talk to you about being blessed in a recession. Amen. In the book of Proverbs, amen, chapter number 3, verse number 9, amen, and verse number 10, amen. It says, honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of all thy increase. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy press burst out with new wine. Amen. We thank God for the word of God. Amen. Beloved, amen. God is a blesser. Amen. He is a blessing God. Amen. He loves to pour his blessings down upon his children. Amen. Even as early as the book of Genesis. Amen. We see God blessing his servants. Amen. In Genesis chapter number 26, verse number 3, we see where God blessed Isaac, and he really did pour, amen, the blessing down on a brother Isaac. When we use the word blessed, beloved, the word blessed is thrown around a whole lot in this generation. The definition of the word blessed means an empowerment to succeed, an empowerment to prosper. When we talk about the blessing, it is something that God puts on you as a product to obedience to his word. Oh, yes, the blessing, beloved. We're not talking about a one-time fix, amen, but we're talking about something that is permanent. Glory be to God, the blessing. Amen. Beloved, even as far back from the beginning, when God created Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, glory be to God, we see that God put this same blessing on Adam that he put on Isaac. Amen. Back in the garden, glory be to God, we can read in the book of Genesis, chapter number 1, verse number 22, and it says, and God blessed Adam. Glory be to God. And he told Adam to be fruitful, to multiply, and to replenish the earth. The blessing is the empowerment. Glory be to God. It is something that God puts on you. It is something that God puts on your family. It is something that God puts on your ministry, the blessing. Glory be to God. And beloved, when it's on you, when the blessing of God is on you, supernatural things happen all the time. Oh, the blessing, the blessing, the blessing. Be cautious now how you deal with people who have the blessing on their lives. Oh, yes, glory be to God, because God told Abraham, he said, look here, Abraham, he said, once this blessing is on you, anybody who bless you will be blessed. I will bless them because the blessing is on you, and I will curse them because the blessing is on you. Be very careful how you deal with people who carry the blessing, who carry the empowerment. Glory be to God. Now I want you to know that God does not have a curse. God doesn't go around cursing people, because God doesn't have a curse to give. Hallelujah. When we talk about the word curse, when we look at the definition of the word curse, it means to have the disregard of God. Oh, yes. And if you have the blessing on you. Glory be to God. If the blessing is on you, Abraham, if the blessing is on you, my brother and sister, glory be to God. He told Abraham, he said, if they regard you, I will regard them. And if they disregard you, I will disregard them. Glory be to God. So turn around right now and tell your neighbor, say, how, be careful how you treat me. Glory be to God. Because how you treat me has a lot to do with how God will respond to you. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. Go. Don't get in stride, beloved, with someone who has a blessing on them. Glory be to God. And this is why the Bible tells us in the book of Matthew, chapter number 5, verse number 25. He says, agree with your adversary quickly. Don't waste a whole bunch of time. Amen. Get this thing straight. Why? Because you might be messing with somebody who got the blessing on them, and you don't want to do that because they're in God's favor, and God is going to bless you when you bless them. When you regard them, God is going to regard you because they're carrying the blessing. He said, get in agreement with your adversary, because if you disagree and disregard this person, even though it look like they don't have the blessing, you can't go by what it look like. I'm sure it didn't look like Abraham had no blessing. I'm sure it didn't look like Isaac had the blessing. But they had the blessing. Glory be to God. Beloved, I want you to know this afternoon that God has always had a strategy. He has always had a strategy to bless his people. He has always had a strategy for increase. Hallelujah. And that strategy is revealed in his word. Glory be to God. Of increasing and advancing his people in times of famine. God has a strategy of increasing and advancing his people in a time of recession. God has a strategy, beloved, of increasing and advancing his people in times of economic downturn. Oh, yes, he does. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. God has a strategy. God has a package also, too. Are you hear what I'm saying? God, hallelujah. If they will hear him, if they will hear the word of the Lord, hear the voice of the Lord, and adhere to the word. It's not enough just to be a hearer, but you have to be a doer too. Glory be to God. If you will hear and do what thus saith the Lord, God promises that he will bless you. And he is not a man, and God is not a liar. When everyone else is being challenged, hallelujah, God said, I bless you. Everybody else is struggling. God said, I bless you. Everybody else looking for a job. God said, I bless you. Everybody else figure how they're going to pay their bills. God said, I bless you. Everybody else is concerned about COVID-19 and the Delta. God said, I bless you. He said, I'll bless you. Oh, yes, I will. The empowerment. Glory be to God. Beloved, I want to tell you this afternoon that this right now is not your recession. I'm speaking to the child of God right now. Turn around and tell your neighbor. Just open your mouth and say it. This is not my recession. Oh, no, it's not. Hallelujah. Because we are on God's system. When you get on God's system, hallelujah. Well, what is God's system? Pastor, well, we're glad that you asked. God's system, amen, is a system of sowing and reaping. Sowing and reaping. Sowing and reaping. I didn't say buying and selling. Hallelujah. I didn't say working and wages. No. Of course you need to work. Of course you need to buy. Of course you need to sell. But you can't trust those systems, beloved. Because as you know, those systems are bleak. Those systems are going down. Those systems are the worldly system. So God has his own divine system of increase and empowerment is called the law of sowing and reaping. It is the key to provision in his kingdom. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Hallelujah. This is why we are told in the book of Ephesians, chapter number 4, verse number 28. He says, labor. He says, don't labor now. He said, but labor to give. Ah, come on, somebody. Look it up, look it up, look it up. He said, labor to give. Hallelujah. Your job is for your giving and not for your living. Ah, my God, Jesus. Labor to give. I will give seed to the sower. Beloved, amen. You cannot fix a sower's income. A person who sows, glory be to God, hallelujah, will live off of more than what they are earned and what they have earned, because you cannot fix their income. Glory be to God, because they are wrapped up into God's divine system of increase, God's divine system of empowerment, God's divine system of the blessing. Glory be to God. What we are experiencing today, beloved, amen, glory be to God, is we have word doers and we have church goers, and they're being separated. Oh, yeah, the church goers are being separated from the word doers, because the word doers, hallelujah, faith without works is dead, are those who are experiencing the security of God, the blessings of God, the empowerment of God, not shaken by a recession. Glory be to God. And you will notice that this big difference in the life of the word doers than those who are just church goers. Oh, glory be to God. Beloved, you got to be doing the word of God. You got to be doing the word of God. And this is why in Proverbs, hallelujah, chapter 3, glory be to God, verse number, hallelujah, 9, it says, honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of all thine increase. Somebody underline the word all. Amen. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy press shall burst out with new wine. Oh yeah, what is God saying here, beloved? God is talking to the tither. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The tenth. We're not talking about a few pennies. We're not talking about throwing God a tip. We're not talking about a love offering right now. We're talking about the tither. Amen. 10%. Glory be to God. You can get a calculator and do the numbers, beloved, if you get mixed up with those zeros. Glory be to God. Some people want to relish the tithing to the Old Testament. Glory be to God. Well, beloved, amen. Hallelujah. The tithing principle, glory be to God, was before the law. Let me talk to those of you who think that tithing is under the Old Testament. Because the tithing principle was before the law. Matter of fact, God gave it to Abraham, glory be to God, before there was a law. Glory be to God. Tithing is carried over into the New Testament as well. The Melchizedek priesthood is eternal. And it must be supported by the children of Abraham, which includes every believer. The tithing principle, let me help somebody out. The tithing principle was instituted in the Garden of Eden in the very beginning when God created Adam. Glory be to God. What did God tell Adam? He said, Adam, look around the garden. He said, okay, you see this tree? You see that tree? That tree, that tree. Glory be to God. He said, you can eat of every tree that you want to, except this tree in the middle of the garden. Come on, somebody, talk to me. He said, this tree here in the middle of the garden is mine. Oh, my God, Jesus. He said, this tree right here in the middle of the garden belongs to me. You can't touch this. And we see the principle of tithing. Glory be to God. First fruits belonging to God. He said, now, God said, if you touch this that belongs to mine, he said, I'm a curse anyone who touch what belongs to me. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah, beloved, here it is, right in Genesis. Amen. The first couple chapters, we see the principle of tithing. Oh, and God has not changed his mind. Ah, but they did touch the tree, didn't they? Huh? Ah, oh, and God said, look, God did not curse the man. Huh? Hallelujah, because God will not curse what he has blessed. Hallelujah. But let me tell you something. You and I can sure mess it up. Oh, yes, 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 yes. A tither, beloved. Amen. A giver. Amen. Is a person who falls into God's system of increase, God's systems of empowerment, God's system of receiving the blessing. Oh, glory be to God. Beloved, amen. Let me tell you something. If you are not a tither and you're not a giver, let me tell you something. You can run around and get prayer. Everywhere you can get prayer. You can go to everybody's prayer line. You go to everybody's church. Amen. Hallelujah. You call into everybody's 1-800-900 number. Hallelujah. But it's not in the prayer. You can run around and have them anoint you with oil until you get real greasy. You're so greasy you can fry a piece of chicken on your skin. It's not in blessings, not in that. You can fast, hallelujah, until you get so weak you don't have strength to get out of your chair. Glory be to God. God didn't say pray, hallelujah. God didn't say fast, but what did God's word say? He said, give and it shall be given to you. He didn't say pray and it shall be given to you. He didn't say fast and it shall be given to you. But the Bible says give and it shall be given unto you. This is God's divine system of increase and empowerment. Glory be to the living God. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, beloved. This is the principle that works the increase. Ah, somebody said, I got it, Pastor. I got it. Yeah, the principle. Hallelujah. And so he says here, and when you give, and you give the Lord of the first fruits of all your increase, then he goes on to verse 10 and says, so shall thy barns be filled. Anybody's barns filled today? Ah, come on now. Oh, my God. It's a lot of space here. He said, and I'm going to fill your barns with plenty. Good and plenty. And we're not talking about what Charlie said. Good and plenty. And thy press shall burst out not with old wine, not with stale wine, but with new wine. Somebody say fresh oil. Oh, this is the promises of God, beloved. Hallelujah. But I got to throw this in here because I would be amiss. But you got to take heed when the blessings come. You got to take heed when the increase comes. You got to take heed when the barns are filled with plenty. You got to beware of your possessions. And you got to share your stuff. You got to share your stuff, beloved. God is blessing you to be a blessing. You got to share your stuff. And I'm going to tell you right now why you got to share your stuff. Glory be to God. Because in that scripture, God says, when you give, amen, and give unto the Lord, and you give in the right attitude, and you give cheerfully, and you give willingly, God said, I'm going to increase you, and your barns are going to be filled. But now I want to flip you over to our scripture for this morning and show you a scripture where this young man's barns was filled. But something went wrong. But something went wrong, beloved. In Luke chapter number 12, it talks about the farmer. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And he had so much increase. Glory be to God. It says in verse number 17, it says, he said he had so much. He said, I don't even know what to do. I got to go get me a storage space and store up some of these goodies. I got to get me a second home. I need some help over here. I got so much blessings. I don't know what to do. He wasn't thinking about sharing nothing. And sure enough, didn't give God nothing either. Huh? Hallelujah. In verse 18, he said, I got an idea. This is what I'm going to do. He said, I'm going to pull down this barn, and I'm going to build me a bigger barn, a higher barn. I'm going to put 10 stories on this barn. I'm going to put me some elevators on here, and we're going to have plenty of storage space, and I'm going to have plenty of room. Amen. Now open the store, my stuff. I'm going to open me another bank account. Oh, I'm going to do me another investment. Oh, I'm going to find ways to keep this thing growing. He said, today I'm going to bestow all my fruits and my goods. And then he said in verse number 19, hallelujah, this is a person whose barns was filled, just like God said he was going to fill the barns. But wait a minute. He says there in verse number 19, he says, and I'm going to say to my soul, oh, be happy, because thou hast much food. You ain't in need of nothing, boy. You got it going on. Ain't you proud of yourself? Glory be to God. He said, you got enough laid up for many years. You ain't got to worry about next year and next year. Matter of fact, you good to retirement. Matter of fact, you good to God call you home. You good. Hallelujah. He said, so take your ease. Lay back, watch a little cable, mix yourself up a little virgin drink, come on, this, everything good. You ain't got to worry about nobody throwing you out. You ain't got to worry about how you're going to pay the bill. You good. He says, take your ease, sir. Eat, drink, be merry. Oh, he thought he had it going on. But beloved, look at verse number 20. Hallelujah. But God said unto him, thou fool, this night. God didn't say, I ain't even wait till tomorrow or till the weekend. He said, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then tell me this, whose thing shall it be that thou hast provided? This night your soul is going to be required of you. Who going to spend your money now? This night, baby, you taking your last breath. Who going to spend your money now? Who going to wear your clothes now? Who going to drive your cars now? Who going to take care of your investments now? Tell me that, the Lord asked him. He said, you fool. So is he that layeth up treasure for himself. And there's nothing wrong with laying up treasure, but wait a minute. Verse number 21 goes on to say this. And is not rich toward God. Beloved, God has a system for increase. What this scripture is telling us this morning, beloved, as we wrap this up to a close. You won't find life in possessions. There is no life in these things. This is why Jesus said in verse number 15, take heed and beware of covetousness. For a man's life consists not in the abundance of the things which he possesses. This rich young man was increased. God has given him all of this. He was supposed to have taken this, supplied for his family, and been a blessing to the kingdom of God. He was supposed to have given back to God in the same spirit of abundance that God gave to him. Glory be to God. He was supposed to have been doing the will of God with this increase, but he did the opposite of what he should have done. Instead of being a giver, he was heeding it all to himself. And beloved, his soul had nothing. His soul was empty because he was providing for his flesh and he was providing nothing for his soul. Beloved, The Lord calls every person with a spirit of covetousness, a person that's just concerned about themselves, concerned, amen, not concerned about the will of God, not concerned about the kingdom of God, not concerned about the need of others. God calls that person a fool. God calls that individual and that spirit of greed and self-interest a fool. Thou fool, he says. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. In verse number, hallelujah, glory be to God, 20. God says, thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. He did not give to God. Can you imagine? And now his blessings are to be squandered. Somebody else wearing the mink coat. Somebody else doing what they want to do with your money. Squandering. You best believe they're going to blow it. You best believe this fool here was trying to figure out how he was going to live for years. Somebody else going to come in and probably blow it in 30 days. The money is to be squandered. Beloved, if riches come, they can be either used for self or they can be used for God. Which are they? Because the life is only found in Christ. Only found in Christ. Beloved, glory be to God. Hallelujah. God will bless us. Because he is a blesser, and the blessing of the Lord maketh rich, and he adds no sorrow to it. God will bless us in the recession. Hallelujah. He don't care nothing about that. This is where God can do his greatest work when everybody else is wondering. Hallelujah. And here you are. Hallelujah. Giving God the glory, the honor, and the praise. Hallelujah. He's the same God yesterday, today, and forever. For good saints, we can't forget where our blessings come from. We have to always honor God. We got to remember that the good Lord giveth and the good Lord can take away. Oh, glory be to God. We got to remember the purpose of the blessing. Hallelujah, that God's covenant can be established on earth. Oh, glory be to God. And the will of God can be done. The work of the ministry can be done. God's kingdom can move forward because it has the financial backing that God has blessed you with. Amen. To be a supporter. And as you keep on giving, God will keep on giving to you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. God will bless you when you bless him. Glory be to God. But if we don't want to be like this fool, glory be to God who turned his blessing into a curse. He turned his blessing into the curse. God didn't send the curse. But let me tell you something. All God has to do is remove his hand. All God has to do is remove his hand. Beloved, amen. If God has us covered in the palm of his hand, hallelujah, that's keeping us from attacks, keeping us from satanic attacks, keeping us from sicknesses and pestilence, keeping us from bankruptcy, keeping us, our minds in peace, hallelujah, beloved, and we are unable to be touched by evil, hallelujah, but if God moves his hand, anything can come in because the space is wide open. Beloved, in the name of Jesus Christ, let us, hallelujah, let us hold on to the empowerment. Let us hold on to the blessing. Let us seek first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Yes, yes, yes. Let us not fall in love with money. Hallelujah, because the love of money is the root of all evil. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I always say, hallelujah, we don't love money, but money loves us. Hallelujah. Why? Because we are promoting the kingdom. Hallelujah. We realize that it's all God's anyhow. Amen and amen. Blessed in a recession through God's divine system of prosperity. and empowerment in Jesus' name. And if you do not know Jesus Christ today as your Lord and Savior, we want you to know that life is found only in Christ. Only in Christ. Hallelujah. Come on and give your life to Jesus on today. Hallelujah. If you would just believe in your heart and confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. You can be born again. Born into the Lord's kingdom. Hallelujah. Positioning yourself. Amen. For the real blessings. Our real blessings are spiritual. Amen. And we prosper as our soul prospers. Come on, right now, right where you are, right where you are. Amen. Just repeat after me. Father, I repent of my sins. I ask that you would forgive me. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Savior of the world. And I invite Jesus into my heart as my Lord and as my Savior. I believe and I receive, and I thank you for saving me. Now I ask that you would use me for your glory. Help me to grow. Help me to mature. Help me to be used. Thank you for erasing my name out of the book of death. And thank you for confirming my name in the book of life. Thank you. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Amen and amen and amen. If you just repeated that, guess what? The angels are rejoicing. Amen. And we are rejoicing too. Amen. We want to hear from you. Amen. At lifewordjesus.org. Our email address is lifewordjesus@gmail.com. We want to hear from you. Share your testimony with us. Amen. Glory be to God. We'll send you out some information on and materials and how to grow into your full salvation. Amen and amen and amen. All right, all right, all right. That's the word of God for today. And God's word will not return into him void, but it will always accomplish everything that God sends it forth to do. Because he is not a man and he is not a liar. In form of announcements, please visit with us. Amen. We meet on the same platform 6 days a week, Monday through Saturdays at time. Come and receive the breakfast for champions. Amen. Your spiritual breakfast will be served. Come and please have a seat at the table. We also have an altar of prayer where we meet 10 times a week. Amen. At 12 o'clock noon and back at 9 p.m. Please come and join us. Amen. Follow us. Amen. On all of the media streaming, amen, as we go live 6 times a week, Monday through Friday, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 7 a.m. in the morning and back at 8 p.m. on the evening, amen. And so you can visit our website at lifewordjesus.org and find out more information. Again, glory be to God while you're there. Amen. We ask that you would, amen, consider being a partner to this ministry. Amen. Begin your sowing today. Don't wait till tomorrow. Let me tell you this. When you sow, you know why some people sow into some soil and they never see an increase. So the increase is like real slow. Then you notice you sow over here and your blessings manifest more. You want to know what the difference is? Because, amen, and we'll get into this next week, Lord's willing, amen. When you sow into the word and the man or the woman of God is blessed, that the pastor of the ministry, the person in charge, when that person is blessed, you're sowing into the life of the person is blessed over that soil. So you're sowing into the blessing. Some places we sow, beloved, but the person in charge of that ministry is not blessed. Glory be to God. You want to sow into the blessing. You want to sow into the blessing. Amen. Glory be to God. Because you can't stop the blessing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And God said, amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to bless you. Amen. Hallelujah. Because you had entreated the blessing. Amen. That's it. Amen. Several ways you can sow, amen, into this ministry. Amen. The gospel is free. It takes money to do ministry. P.O. Box 461 is our mailing address. Post Office Box 461, Glenside, Pennsylvania. Glenside, Pennsylvania, 19038. Amen. You can go straight to our website at lifewordjesus.org. Hit the donate button there. Amen. Glory be to God. And our Cash App address is $LifeWordJesus. Life Word Jesus. In Jesus' name. All right. Bless the Lord. Thank you. Amen. For your sowing. Thank you for your giving. And remember, when you continue to bless God with all of your increase, God said, I'm going to bless your barns too. It fill over. Just don't get cocky. Remember where your blessings came from. And as I continue to give to you, you continue to give to me. Amen and amen. All right, Father God, we say thank you for the word of God as it has come forth on today. We say thank you, Father God, that your word will not return into your void. We say thank you, God, for you give seed to the sower. Father God, we thank you, Father God, for forgive us, Father, when we have stolen from you, when we have held back from you, when we have given, but our attitude wasn't right, Father God, in the giving. Oh, Father God, forgive us, Father, for just filling up our barns and not being concerned about your barns, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we ask for your forgiveness, and we say thank you, for you said that if we confess our sins, you are faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the 30-fold, the 60-fold, and the 100-fold increase. In Jesus' name, thank you for the souls that have given their life to Christ today. Father God, the backslider that have come on back home. Father God, we say thank you. Father God, we bless you that even in the midst of a recession, oh, we are guarded. Hallelujah. We are protected, Father. When everybody else is struggling, Father, they're looking at us with envy, wondering how are we making it, how are we doing so well, and that's because, Father God, we have stepped in into your divine system of empowerment. The secret is in our giving, not in our living, because our giving will determine the level of our living. Thank you, and we bless you. Now, Father, we bind, Father God, remember the sick, remember the shut in. In the name of Jesus Christ. Remember our sister Kathy, Father God, and she, amen, prepares to be admitted on tomorrow. Father God, in the name of Jesus, everyone, Father God, hallelujah, in ICU. Father God, those going in the hospital, those coming out the hospital, those at home, Father God, racked in pain, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ. God, remember those, Father God. Father God, remember those who are struggling financially. Father God, open their eyes to see that things are not going to change until they start giving. It's a hard message to preach, but it's a sweet message because it's the only answer. They're going to remain in financial bondage until they start giving. Your way out of the rut is through our giving, not through our prayer, not through our fasting. But you said, give, and it shall be given. Father God, simple truth, so simple we overlook it and we try to change it and make it something else, but your word of God cannot be changed. Father God, we pray for everybody everywhere to start giving today. Give what you can give until you can give, do better. And we say thank you, we bless you, and we magnify you even right now. Father, we bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation. Remember Tyreek? As Tyreek is moving into college, College students today, college students are going back home to the dorm. Father God, we pray for all that. The children going back to school, we pray for that. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we pray for the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries, every ministry partner, in the name of Jesus, in Oklahoma City and in Philadelphia and everywhere. Everywhere, Father, those we heard from and those we didn't. We pray, Father, for them and their families. We cancel bad news. We cancel tears. We cancel sorrow. We cancel premature death. It will not take root. It won't prosper, and it won't come to pass, because we bind every spirit of retaliation in Jesus' name. Now unto him who is able to keep you from falling and to present your faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. And the church said, and the church said, and the church said, amen. Amen. And Satan is defeated. Amen. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ, he is the King of Kings. And he most definitely is the Lord of Lords. All right. Love you, love you, love you. Everybody have a good day. Everybody have a good week. Amen. Go on with your blessed self. Pastor Bradford signing out.